So I thought I'd tell you about what gets me off while I'm getting off. And I'm currently lying on my bed with my dildo shoved up my pussy, vibrating away while I tell you all about my different turn-ons. Essentially, I tend to get turned on by whatever the guy gets turned on by. I like to please, so if the guy gets turned on by me spanking him, then even if I don't get really turned on by it, I definitely do it because he likes it so much. I think if we're talking about my fetish for cut queening, then that's essentially one of the reasons why I like it so much. Because the husband or boyfriend or whatever he is supposed to be so in lust with the mistress that he just can't resist her. And knowing how turned on he gets by something so wrong is a big turn on for me. Just hearing a guy having pleasure is a big turn on. So, what kind of guys do I think are attractive? Actually, I'm pretty open to what guys I like. As long as they're clean and taller than me. Which isn't hard because I'm only 5 foot. But it'd be very weird. I don't know. He's gotta be at least head taller than me. You know, I like hairy, bald, black, anything as long as he's open-minded, usually. There's got to be some kind of attraction there. But essentially, I don't go, ooh, I don't like beards, or I don't like chubby bellies, because it doesn't bother me. As long as he likes a girl who looks like me, which is, I suppose, me looking down at myself. But I suppose I'm not to everybody's tastes, maybe? Goth girls are not for everybody. If you're looking for sweet and demure, you're not gonna find it here, kind of thing, Tattoos. Think Dieter Von Teese style. But much curvier. So what turns me on vanilla-wise? Well, if you've seen any of my recordings, there's, I go from one extreme to the other. But to me, it's all play. If I were to have a partner, I'd want somebody who would play with me. I like all the little taboo things, the things that we really shouldn't do, but we really get off on, a little bit of choking and dressing up as a schoolgirl and shit like that, Taboo and forbidden. I'm pretty much open to anything. The one thing I think, I don't know what it is, but I think it's weird maybe for me to not like it. Even though it's kind of a standard thing, but eating off each other is really. Ugh, I don't want to do that. I don't know why. I'm all for licking somebody and I'm all for eating food, but I don't want to do both at the same time. I don't know what that is. I don't think I want a taste of flesh mixed in with my food. I don't know, it's just not for me. things that I like to do, though. Wow. I like to receive oral. Especially if the guy's here is long enough to hold on to. Quite like having my legs draped over somebody's shoulders and being able to grind down on their face. I think that's really hot. Having that little bit of control. I'm also a bit of a switch. Even though I like to be subbed more, I do like to be on top. I also like to sit on somebody's face. I think that can be really hot if the guy is really into oral. And as long as he's got no qualms about it. I'd really like to grind down on his face. And it's even better if I'm bae, because you can feel everything. I also like to give oral a lot. A lot. Like I said, I like to please. And just the position of being on my knees in front of a guy. Very hard. There's two positions I really like for giving oral. I like to be dominant in the one position, which would be the guy on the bed, lying on his back. And me in between his legs. But he wouldn't have control of his hands. They'd be tied up, or I'd pin them down. And I can just have free reign of his cock. Just do whatever I want with it. And there'd definitely be tons of teasing involved. Because of course that's a control thing. And I just love to be in control of his orgasm. Just licking every way. But I can also deep throat without gagging in that position very well. And I do a lot of that. But I wouldn't let him come quick. No. That'd be a good full hour thing. Really like to do that. But the other position I like just as much is being on my knees. In front of him while he's standing up. And giving him all the control. Even hotter if I've got my hands tied behind my back. And maybe a pair of pigtails in, which I tend to wear every other day. And he could just face fuck me. That would be hot. And if he was really into it, then I'd probably wear mascara and eyeliner, so that when he made me gag, you could see the streaks of mascara running down my face. What else do I like in bed? I really like name calling and dirty talk in general. Name calling, I don't mind being called a bitch or a slut or a cock tease or any of those dirty words. I also like to call a guy a slut, especially if he's begging for it. My favourite position would definitely be doggy style. There's something about doggy style. This guy's got the control. And you can feel his balls slapping against your clit. Plus, you can do two of my favourite things, which is pull my hair and spank my ass. And the more he does that, the better. So when I haven't got a partner, what do I do to get off? Well, I'm awful for teasing myself. So sometimes I'll just take my time, Sometimes I read an erotic story. Or I'll watch a little bit of porn, browse what's new. Or I'll check out some of the GWA posts. And depending on my mood, whether I'll use my dildo vibrator or my bullet vibrator. Sorry, I'm stumbling a bit here. I'm just quite a bit turned on at the moment. Most of the time, I just use my brain. My favorite kind of GWA posts are usually the ones that are heavy on the M sub or the M dom. I really like power play. They're usually my favorite. Oh, Jesus. I haven't even moved this vibrator about and I'm really, really turned on today. It's probably because I didn't come yesterday. I think I'm gonna have to just stop there because I find it really hard to talk when I'm coming. Coherently, anyway. And I'm really, really, turned on. And I can't think of anything else to say, so. If you're wondering what I'm doing right now, I'm lying on my bed. And my bed has a metal bed frame, black metal bed frame, and I kind of like to hold on to something when I'm coming, so I usually either hold on to my pillow or my bed frame, and I hold it pretty tight. Oh my god. I started fucking myself on my vibrator now. I am so glad I bought this. I haven't had one in years. Oh my god. That feels so good. Can you hear it? Oh. Oh, you want to hear my wet sounds? Oh, I don't know if you knew that very well. Let's see. Oh god, I'm actually dreading this orgasm because I know it's gonna be intense. I'm far too sensitive at the moment. And it's hard to fuck myself. Oh, God. had to stop. I gotta take it. Sorry. This is a bit too much. Oh. Okay, I can do it. Oh. I don't know what's the matter with me today. Fuck. I teased myself for too long. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, my insides are so sensitive. Oh my God. Oh, it's gonna come soon. Oh. Oh. I had to stop myself for this. Very, very, very soon. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, my God. Oh, holy shit. Oh God, I need to pee so bad.